This is At Home Connecticut, hosted by Joey Burgoyne, highlighting events and happenings that are taking place in your home, Connecticut, on WTIC News Talk 1080.
Good morning and welcome to another episode of At Home in Connecticut. I'm your host, Joey Burgoyne, and there is so much thinking outside the box this season with everything, businesses, venues, events. And I came across an article the other day in the Hartford Business Journal, and it was talking about TheaterWorks. TheaterWorks will go on. They are going to continue, but they're having to think a little bit outside the box. And joining me this morning is producing artistic director Rob Ruggiero. I appreciate you joining me this morning. And just give me a little bit, give the listeners a little bit of the history of TheaterWorks, if you can.
Well, actually, this coming season is our 35th season. It is my 8th year of being the leader, but I've been affiliated for 27 years. Crazy. But it's our 35th season. And, you know, it's been sad to think we won't be gathering in ways we're used to and, you know, cherish. But we are thinking outside the box and finding a real way to. I love my team is you to persist. We're persisting.
And that's one thing. You know, there's so many different things that have had to change. You know, how are you guys... You know, before you came up with this plan of doing the season, which we'll get into a little bit, how was TheaterWorks, you know, adapting and adjusting to continue to allow people to enjoy the arts?
Well, you know, like everyone else, we shut down, you know, and that was very quick. We had a show running, as a matter of fact, everything shut down. And then we had time to kind of reel and be afraid. And we all thought, well, this won't be here, you know. It's just temporary. And so, and then what we did quickly was realize it when we realized it wasn't, we took some short-term actions. We've done a lot of planning. You know, some people were on furlough, they're back because there wasn't stuff for them to do. We've done a lot of planning though with the core group that was there. And then while we were figuring things out, we started to play with and deliver digital programming. And, you know, we're a theater where we're used to doing things live with people, you know, like we're the worst of all the, of all the things that are being hurt. Cause you know, I guess restaurants are like that, but you know, but our business depends on people gathering closely in a room.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's not going to happen theater. For a while.
You know, we always
the business of theater.
Radio is the theater of the mind. You guys are the theater in 3D, you know?
Right. Perfectly put. So we had to begin to think of the opportunity there. Well, we had two choices, right? We could be like, let's just, you know, shutter, close down, you know, get rid of a lot of jobs and minimize everything and just see if we wanted to wait out a whole year, probably. And yes, not our style. We decided to, like I said, go forward and use it as an opportunity to grow, to create new forms. And we actually went the other way. Like we went from our normal 6 bits of programming to 12. We're doing 12 plays, 12 stories, 12 theatrical events in 12 months. And we switched to a membership model versus a traditional subscription model.
So, you know, give me a little bit, like, what had to go into, we're going to say expanding, but limiting the shows. You expanded the shows, but you're limiting the, you know, scope of that show, but you're still expanding it to the online community. So there had to be some, you know, I'm assuming a little bit of give and take that had to go into, especially with the actors and, the, you know, the staff that, okay, we're usually doing 6 shows. We're going to double that this season.
Well, here's what we knew. We love our patrons. We have a very loyal audience base. And we knew that at least for most of the season, if not all of the season, but I hope it's just half or 2/3, that we weren't going to be able to bring them into the space and give them the experience that they're used to. So we thought, what's the opportunity there? So if we're going to have to do some things completely virtually, if we can't even bring actors into the room, let's do more things. And in response to the racial injustice movement and, you know, that the uprising, we saw an opportunity to open our doors and to bring in more diverse voices, more Black voices, more BIPOC voices, give people a space to create in. It was like all of a sudden, it was like click, click, click. This is all win-win. And if we are, and our motto was, you know, we know that we can at least deliver something in, like you and I are talking right now, under a stream Zoom platform. And if we can do more, we'll do more. And so let's under promise, over deliver.
Yeah,
and,
I mean,
and, that's the, and just stay connected.
You know, it's one of those things in a lot of places, you know, even me, you kind of, it did, everything snowballed, like, okay, let's try this, and then let's try that. And there was so much experimenting and learning going on, everything kind of just snowballed into this, wow, this works. This actually is something that people can pull off. And that's one of the things, you know, there was a lot of things people wanted to do, the experimentation with things. I'm sure somewhere in your mind, years, that, oh, this would be cool if we can stream theater works.
Well, I'm sitting here thinking, I'm literally sitting here thinking, like, how can we get Joey into this mix? Because all of a sudden, the rules are out the window. And it's exciting. Like, one of the things we are doing, I mean, unless, like, we can't bring artists in, is that we're going to partner theater director with a film director. And we're not trying to make a piece of theater into a film or into, like, you know, like Netflix does that better, right? A TV show. Mm-hmm. But if we bring those two artists, the artist with the camera and the traditional theater artist in the room together to co-create, like, amazing things could happen. The opportunity is we can recreate our worlds. Mm-hmm. Like, we're working harder than ever, but we're in to kind of take care of each other. We're working on 4-day weeks, and the Europeans do it. And, like, you know, and we're like, I'm ready to go back to full time, you know? And I was like, cause we are working full time just in 4 days or whatever days, we're cracking all that open. And I want to share this cause you'll laugh. You'll get this. We decided, we throw this around a lot, that we want to be Netflix, not Blockbuster.
Okay.
And if you think about it, Blockbuster is a model that was holding on to the old. Mm-hmm. Like, people want those VCR, VHS tapes. And then it was like, come in for your DVDs. And they resisted the change in front of them. And Netflix was mailing them out, remember? And then the stores went away. And then all of a sudden it was digital. And they're, so we want to make sure that we're not holding on to something that is inevitably changing. And so what can we do to prepare ourselves for that change and kind of maybe be in the forefront in some ways?
Yeah. And let's get into a little bit, like you said, there's the 12 programs, the subscription, you know, what is that? What exactly can people expect out of that?
Well, we're doing, like I said, 12 plays. Some of them are in different stages of development. Some of them have not been written yet. One of them is going to be commissioned. One of them is in early stage development. So we're giving them space to create. So our audience gets to see that we're bringing, like, next week, we're bringing a composer and a writer into housing. They're giving them retreat space, all very safe, all very under very strict guidelines. And then they're going to create their work, but virtually the actors are not coming in at all. So, and then there are, like, the traditional plays that some of that we had already promised to deliver. And so we're basically thinking of three kinds of platforms. One would be totally safe, created virtually and shown virtually. One we call film to stream, where we're going to bring the actors in and the creatives in and kind of keep them quarantined for a bit and then bring them together for a bit, film something and then send them home and then stream it. And then the third model is called, we're calling simulcast. If we get to the place where we can bring people back into the theater, our assumption is it won't be a full house. It'll probably be half the size, half the capacity, you know? And so we would do a model where people could be watching in the theater and people could be live watching at home.
Okay.
And I think that live watching at home is not going away. I think we're really looking at even next season, and hopefully we're back to gathering. People are going to want that option to press the button if they can and make that choice to watch at home. That's what we're thinking. Instead of streaming the show at 8, if it's a streaming thing and that's not a live broadcast, you could sit them down and we're going to watch it at 6:30.
Mm-hmm.
You know, yeah. like like, I never thought about the gift of that. Like, what, you know, the kids are the audience of tomorrow and they have school and stuff like that. This provides a platform for you to share theater with your kids at your and their schedule. And I think some of the other streaming places have, you can do viewing parties. And one of the things we're exploring, which is also, you know, it's just thinking outside the box in so many ways. Like, what if there was a group, a time that everybody streamed a show simultaneously with a chat, you know, with a chat stream next to it?
Yeah.
Or virtual talkbacks. Like, there are ways that we're looking at this piece. Well, yeah, I'm looking at it. We're doing this piece in October called Russian Troll Farm. And it's a piece of theater created for the Zoom platform that has to do with Russia hacking social media for the last election. And it's they're working on this new technology where they can live hack Zoom.
Well, that's neat.
Okay. You know,
like, there was, I can't remember it off the top of my head, but there was a web series on YouTube, and it was built on the Pride and Prejudice book series. But it was a legitimate, like, series that was modern day, but took on that Pride and Prejudice theme. And it was like, it was like daily watching. When the new video posted, you had to see what was going on because you were so engrossed in it. You know, that interactive and something like you're saying, you know, the live plays, Twitch, which a lot of video game users stream, and there's the IRL, there's the just chatting, where you can have that live theater and the live chat going on and almost the interaction where, you know,
we have the possibility to do episodic theater, which, you know, you have to get the writer who wants to do that. But that's another thing you're just saying, right? Like, taking a play and instead of sitting down for 90 minutes, you do 3 30-minute pieces.
Yep.
And you're like, oh, what's next? You know,
exactly.
It's a TV tool, but, you know, nothing's off the table.
And like we started, you know, we're thinking so far outside the box at this point. The box is a cylinder.
Yeah.
And, you know, so what is the first play that's going to be starting the 12 play series, and when is it? Where can people get more information about this?
Well, ironically, tomorrow, I guess, when this is airing, Monday, on the 24th. Memberships go on sale because I said we're doing this cool membership model. There, you can get a year-long membership, but there's also the option of doing a monthly cancel anytime membership, which is $20.21. And you go to twhartford.org. That's our website. They go on sale Monday. And the first piece, I think, starts streaming September 27th. It's the last week in September. It's a developed musical, kind of a play with music, musical in totally in development called At the River I Stand. And they've been developing it. And like, when we were kind of figuring out what to do, these artists came to us looking for a space to create. And we thought, well, that's easy for us to open our home to for artists to create. And they have been working on it, but now they're going to go into like a retreat for 3 weeks. And then the actors are coming virtually to the table. And then you're going to see a musical that is in development. And right now we're figuring out, right now we're definitely streaming a week. And we're trying to figure out the best plan to serve the audience. We can, you know, we'll probably end up streaming longer. But we don't want to make it indefinite. So people like, oh, I'm going to watch that. And then you never do because you have too much space to watch it. So we thought at least we'll give everybody Sunday through Saturday, like any day of the week that's good for them.
Well, that's cool.
And then if it's doing well, we'll extend the stream. So.
Well, that's excellent. So I appreciate you joining this morning, sir. I mean, there's so many things that are happening in this state, and little events and big events, and there's so much going on in the state. And like we said, you know, the creativity of people has far surpassed, I think, what most people thought they were capable of. TheaterWorks is just another example of that. So you're going to head over to the website, get more information, subscribe. You can take the family to a theater show by never leaving your couch. What more do you... It's the 21st century. We're living We've been forced to live it, but we're all living it. So again, I appreciate you joining this morning. Hopefully, you know, get some people to enjoy the theater. It's a great thing. I know my kids love it. We've gone to see many plays, and they're still talking about them. There's just something to be said about, you know, live theater. and it's still live, even though it's virtual. It's amazing. So I appreciate you joining this morning. Just remember, great things happen at home in Connecticut.
You've been listening to At Home in Connecticut, a public service project produced by WTIC News Talk 1080.